You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Allies of the National Party are amongst those criticising a planned rise in the retirement age. Discarding a pledge made by his predecessor, Prime Minister Bill English announced a rise of 2 years by 2040. English claimed increasing life expectancy means the status quo has become an unaffordable luxury for people born after 1972. With his organisation thrust into the spotlight, I asked Chief Investment Officer Matt Finneray just what the Super Fund does.
So the Super Fund is a pool of government money which was created in 2003 to partially pre-fund national superannuation in the future. So New Zealand, like many other developed countries, has an ageing population and more people who will be getting national super versus people who will be paying tax. So Michael Cullen, as the Minister of Finance at the time, thought we needed to partially pre-fund that to smooth out the increase in cost of national superannuation. And so we were set up in 2003 to receive money from the government and to invest that, make some returns, and then start paying it back to the government in about 2030 to help smooth out that bump. At the moment, at the end of January, the super fund was a little bit over $33 billion. We've received about $15 billion from the government from 2003 to 2009. We haven't received any contributions since 2009, but the returns that we've generated have grown the fund to $33 billion.
And as you mentioned there, the Superfund hasn't received any money since 2009. Should New Zealanders be worried about the future of the Superfund?
Well, I think you need to think of us in the context of the overall national superannuation approach. So the age at which people receive the national super and the generosity of that are all government decisions. Our job is just to make the pot that we've got as large as we can to help fund whatever national superannuation is provided by the government. So we have continued since 2009 to do that, notwithstanding that we haven't received those contributions, and to make that pot as large as possible, so that we can reduce that burden on those future taxpayers. So we continue to be sustainable, and we will continue to do our best to grow the pot.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.